vascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and rather than give a long dissertation on what's going on, let's hear what Joel has to say about the key issues of today. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's always good to be with you. Today's World Affairs Brief comes out. We'll concentrate on the what I believe is the new Democratic strategy. I believe they're going for broke. What that means is they know they're going down politically, so they're going to try to get cram everything through that they can as they're going down. The political mood of the country is very angry, more polarized than ever before. Left and right are, frankly, worlds apart and headed for a major clash at the polls at the midterm elections in November. And Republicans are set to make big gains, but if history is any indication of how the Republican leadership will work, they'll try to sabotage the victory, and lead conservatives away from real change, just as they did in 1994 in the backlash of Clinton's election with the Contract of America. They put a false conservative before people, Newt Gingrich. And all he did was pursue a globalist agenda once he got elected. And the Contract with America never got done. Interesting enough, Newt Gingrich is still up there trying to resurrect his reputation and get back in the good of people. He's very well spoken, of course. He's a chronic liar like George Bush and like Barack Obama. These are people who come from the left and play a role as if they're on the right. Now, as for Democrats, they're headed for a number of losses at the polls, and many of these congressmen are planning on resigning rather than face the inevitable defeat. So as I said, I think Obama and the Democratic leadership have decided to get all the bad legislation passed while they can, while they have power, and then they'll let Team B take over. What I mean by that is that the powers that be, who control both parties at the top levels, will are already preparing to make sure that the growing conservative backlash is derailed by promoting compromised Republican leaders to make sure the bad laws passed by the Democrats don't get overturned. And that's what happens, you know, whether it's, you know, the abortion, you know, Roe versus Wade, Republicans keep promising to overturn it. When they get in power, they never do, even when they have a majority in both houses. And that's because the Republican Party is also seated with a lot of liberals, whether it was Arlen Specter, who started out as a Democrat, switched to the Republicans to play that side for a while, went back to the Democrats. You have Olympia Snow and others, the two senators from Maine, which are very, very liberal, have no business being Republicans except to, you know, muddy the waters.
Well, you know, it's the hardest thing for the average individual to listen to a politician who says everything they believe champions their cause, and to accept the fact that he is just frankly lying, because we always want to find a leader who we can follow, who we can trust. And unfortunately, you have to look at a man's whole background and history to know where he is really coming from. And you can't believe a thing he's going to say, because he's obviously going to say what you want to hear to garner your vote. And once he gets into office, a position of power, he will betray you, as, of course, Rick Perry, the man who recently won the election and for governor there, at least the nomination for governor in in Texas, you know, a globalist, a liberal. He's been in favor of everything we despise, and now he's just at a complete flip-flop and getting out in front of the conservative movement, the growing conservative movement, saying what we want to hear. But I've seen this over and over again, and I'm tired of being taken advantage of, and I hope our listeners will understand, never believe what a politician says. He is going to lie to you. He's going to say what you want to hear.
Unless we're, of course, talking someone like Ron Paul, who has had a track record of being true virtually to everything that he says.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting that Ron Paul's reputation has risen despite his loss in his quest to become the Republican presidential nomination. He received the highest votes at the CPAC conference, besting out Mitt Romney, who had won the past 3 years. There was a decided movement at the CPAC against Republicanism. You know, that's always been the motive of CPAC, is to be the first place where they champion a you know, a Republican conservative for president. And for the first time ever that I've heard of CPAC, you had a lot of anti-Republican statements. A lot of statements about you can't trust either party anymore, we won't go Republican. There's a lot of movement for third party, whether it's Constitution Party or Libertarians. Obviously, a lot of people want Ron Paul still to capture the discontent from the constitutional right, the Republican Party. And, you know, the election of Governor Rick Perry as a faux conservative indicates that the establishment strategy to try to promote false conservatives does still work. It worked in Texas. You know, it probably wouldn't have worked, Stan, if they hadn't. And the more I think about this, this is the reason why I think they ran Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson against Perry. She's more, I mean, actually they're both liberals, they're both globalists, but she played the more liberal role, and so in contrast, Rick Perry appeared to be the conservative. And had he been up straight one-on-one with Deborah Medina, the real libertarian constitutionalist, he would have looked the liberal part, you see, and conservatives would have had a clear choice. This way they were able to railroad conservatives out of fear to make sure that they voted for what appeared to be the most, you know, well-known conservative, and compared to Kay Bailey Hutchinson, they made him look out to be, and he made himself out to be very conservative. He had changed positions dramatically from how he ran as governor in the past. At Kurt Nimmo at Prison Planet had detailed for everyone this week, you know, Perry's record, and I think it's an outlandish record. He claimed to be a states' rights person. It was a, the verbiage was fraud. This is a guy who bought into the North American Union, was promoting it on behalf of George Bush, promoting the Trans-Texas Corridor Highway, lots of evil things.
Hold that thought, Joel. We'll be right back here at America.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning. Joel Skousen. Joel, you pick up the story.
Well, we're talking about the win of Rick Perry. This is a typical maneuver by the establishment. They tried it with Ron Paul, for example, to put out supposedly more moderate conservatives claiming to be champions of the Tea Party movement and trying to disavow the leadership of Ron Paul as the originator of the Tea Party movement. And actually, the Tea Party movement came out of the Campaign for Liberty, and which was started by Ron Paul, and he really is the engine which has created all of the more principled backlash against conservative Republican betrayals, or at least the appearance of conservative Republican betrayals. You know, George Bush claimed consistently that he was a conservative. There was no such thing. He was a puppet for the globalists who ran his administration. So, Perry has made these outlandish claims about being a states' rights conservative, even going so far as to talk about Texas secession, which is always popular with Texans who have an independent spirit. Yet this verbiage is a fraud. He essentially, as I pointed out before the break, was working overtime to promote NAFTA and the superhighway, which is part of the North America Union, Trans-Texas Corridor, with its financing by a Spanish consortium and country who he received significant campaign contributions from. Should be illegal, you know, to have contributions coming from foreign entities. And he was the one who issued the order in violation or bypassing the Texas legislature to mandate Gardasil, a very dangerous vaccine that's only necessary to guard against women who have been sexually promiscuous and have venereal diseases, and to mandate that for all public school girls. This is a guy who's attended the Bilderberg meetings, as well as Kay Bailey Hutchinson, also a member of Bilderberger Group. And Kay Bailey Hutchinson voted for the Economic Stabilization Act of 2008, the TARP program, and facilitated bank bailouts. She's just a normal, middle-of-the-road, liberal, Bush-type Republican. And, you have to wonder, how does a standing senator that has much more prestige than a state's governor step down to run for governor? I think the powers that be asked her to do it so as to present two false choices to make Rick Perry the more conservative-looking choice, so that he would garner a lot of the people's, conservatives out of fear that if they voted for Devin Medina, they wouldn't be strong enough to beat the Democrat. And the Democrats, to their credit, are putting up what appear to be a conservative Democrat to try to best Rick Perry. But I don't think it's going to work. I think Rick Perry is going to win again. But Deborah Medina, in my opinion, is a force still to be reckoned with. She's young enough, just starting out in her political career. She's going to outlast Rick Perry. And if he turns back to his old ways, she'll be right there dogging him and run against him. And I don't think the Texas conservatives will be fooled another time if Rick Perry doesn't really perform.
Well, as we said yesterday, I think that she did amazingly well, considering all the machinations of the establishment, their control of the media, their remaking Rick Perry to look conservative. The fact that Medina got 19% of the vote with literally no money, and only a lot of concerned Texans, I think that's amazing. And I think it shows the tone of Texas, the voters in Texas. I think it reflects what's happening across the country. And the more and more people understand how the game is played and the phony means that are being utilized to absorb this whole discontent against the establishment, why they're going to turn away from the establishment candidates and seek people who represent America rather than the globalist program of the destruction of America.
But we cannot underestimate how many Texans are wealthy conservatives who are really not a particular moral group, but are really mostly interested in promoting or keeping or maintaining their wealthy lifestyle. It's typical in the Christian movement itself. Many of the mega churches are down in the Dallas area, and these are very worldly churches. They're more social churches than they are, the true gospel. And I find it very unpleasant to go into these very expensive, lavish palaces of churches and have, they have 2,000 and 3,000 congregants. And literally, I just don't find the same spirit there that I do in the small home church movement, like Mr. Chuck Baldwin's church in Pensacola, Florida. These are where the real spirit of liberty rides, and the spirit of taking risks, of being able to battle against the establishment. And almost all of the establishment well-heeled conservatives in Texas are prone to vote for middle-of-the-road type policies as long as they are conservative financially. So I think that's the thing that we're dealing against. I will say, though, that they're pretty apathetic politically-wise, although they give lots of money. The movement that we're talking about, the Tea Party movement, the principled conservative movement that's getting very savvy and is getting more and more steeled against voting for the lesser of two evils is indeed growing. For example, one of the optimistic things that happened in the GOP primary in Texas is that Ron Paul won by an 80% landslide against four other challengers who are all claiming to be conservatives, and the public just wasn't buying it. Ron Paul was neglecting their district because he was out campaigning for president. That he was a radical and that they were the Tea Party representatives. It just didn't work. Ron Paul has converted his district into understanding that he is such a principled statesman. Everyone likes him there. I mean, to win in a crowded field of five by 80% means the establishment just ought to give up on trying to get Ron Paul out. They're just going to have to wait till he retires. And unfortunately, he's, 74 now, so he's got a few more years, but it is wearing on Ron. And I think he's got one more time to really build the movement. And I think there's a real possibility he still may run again if no one else is able to come up to the standard. Certainly, he doesn't want to let someone like Sarah Palin champion the movement, because she just won't be able to do it. She has nothing of substance to say. She's all gloss and essentially repetitive generalities that she throws out. She has the charisma to get a lot of conservatives to vote for, but I think that she'll get crucified if she actually gets the nomination, and I think they want her to get the nomination. I'm suspicious that they're going to try to deliver another 4 years to Obama by running someone who can't win. In other good news, the latest polls have come out showing that Rand Paul, the son of Ron Paul, who's running for senator in Kentucky, is well out in front of all the other challenges, including the mainstream contender, who's the, Secretary of State there in Kentucky. But Ron Paul's ahead of them all and showing that he's winning hands down with many of the Democrats that they're going to throw up against him. So we may well have another follow-on conservative senator and the likes of his father in the U.S. Senate, and that's going to be very, very good news. So that's one case where, you know, the establishment has not been able to get anyone to play this role of making Rand Paul appear, you know, radical enough to force the conservatives to vote for another so-called phony conservative. Rand Paul has run a very smart campaign. He has avoided any of the being tagged with any of the extremist labels. Been very careful. He's very smart, and so I think it's paying off. His father's also been very smart. Even though he knows the conspiracy exists, he stayed clear of making it a strong point because they know that they'll crucify him on it. I mean, it's sadly, unfortunately, this is the thing that Americans must wake up to, that there is a conspiracy to take away liberty. It's broad-based. It's globalist. And it does destroy Americans and use false flag terrorist operations in order to engender power and get laws passed in order to goad people into doing things that they wouldn't otherwise do. But it's unfortunate that the majority of people simply do not have the patience to go through the evidence to come to those conclusions. And so it's one of those unfortunate sacrifices that anyone who is going to get by the filter of the media and their massive machine and ability to destroy candidacy has to avoid the truth in that regard. And Ron Paul's done a pretty good job of that. That's why you and I, Dr. Stan, will never be able to run for political office. We've been too open about that, but somebody's got to tell the truth. And I have no political ambitions. I know you don't either. And so we'll be up there at the forefront telling the hard truths.
And hopefully the people will listen, they'll understand, they'll rally to the cause of the true conservatives, and of course recognize the fraudulent conservatives that are being run by the same people who run the liberals, the one-party system that has brought America to the tragic situation where it is today. You go right ahead.
Well, you know, one of the tragic things was the role of Glenn Beck in sabotaging the candidacy of Deborah Medina. You know, somebody put a bug in his ear to go ahead and interview her, and he spent the whole time denigrating her and probing her about her beliefs in 9/11 truth. She was played it very smart, in my opinion. She said, this is a national issue, and I'm dealing with Texas issues, and he wouldn't have any of that. He said, well, do you have any advisors who believe in 9/11 truth? And she made a very smart statement. I'm not going to be a thought police about all of my advisors and what they believe. You know, do you in any way believe that the government was responsible for this and that? And although she said no, she said there are many unanswered questions, you know, she's been smart enough not to alienate the 9/11 truth movement, which she shouldn't. But Ron Paul did the same, Glenn Beck did the same thing when Ron Paul was running for president, tried to get him to commit to something that would make him a pariah. And, you know, Glenn Beck, in my opinion, you know, happened to know that his hero and mentor is my uncle, W. Cleon Skousen, so he really does legitimately believe in constitutional things, which puts him in a different class than Hannity, O'Reilly, and Limbaugh, who are simply hacks and shills for the government. But Glenn Beck has made an early position against conspiracy, and he's too proud to back down on that, even if he had the facts. So he's not exactly a totally co-opted person like I believe O'Reilly, Hannity, and Limbaugh are. But he's one of those people who can be used because he frankly is his uncareful way of thinking, he makes mistakes both of substance and of style. He opens the movement to wild criticism from equally wild-eyed liberals like Keith Olbermann on CNN, who relishes making Glenn Beck look like a fool on CNN. It's interesting that Thomas DiLorenzo, author of Grand Old Tyrants, wrote an open letter to Glenn this week, which I'm putting excerpts into my World Affairs brief, giving Glenn some counsel. He starts out and saying, first of all, Glenn, congratulations on deciding to become a community organizer for the cause of liberty. He says, you will be in stark contrast to the Marxist in the White House who boasts of his community organizing efforts for the exact opposite cause, acorn-style socialism. he says, it's important to add that puppets like Bush and Obama are chronic liars. They get so used to saying that their controllers script for them that they have lost all sense of shame for the outright contradictions and lies. Last week, for example, on the cover of Business Week, February 22nd, Obama had the audacity to say with a straight face, we are pro-growth, we are fierce advocates of a thriving, dynamic, free market. I mean, it's just incredible that someone who's a Marxist like Obama can get away with saying that. But it's not so difficult to believe when you realize that they are puppets of a globalist master. And they know they have to lie. They know they have to read a script.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Investment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I'd like you to go ahead and get your information out as to how people could subscribe to the World Affairs Brief if they'd like to.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service. Comes out today, every Friday. People can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Lots of good things that are free on the website, including a posting of all the top stories each day so that you can just click on the links, and my staff goes through and with a great deal of effort tries to filter out the worst propaganda and give you the best media stories that they are that have interesting points of view. And I add mine as I analyze all of the major topics each week. Also on my website are lots of archival materials about former government cover-ups, which is the best evidence of conspiracy when the government tries to hide the truth from the American people. Also, there's a synopsis of my major books that I have written on preparedness in a former career. I think it's very important that even though we fight these battles of liberty, that we prepare for the potential of a takedown of liberty and prepare for the potential of social unrest if we have war and other things, which surely must come. So I've written three books, The Secure Home, Strategic Relocation, and How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home. That's basically how to design a safe room in the home. And all of these books are available from Radio Liberty, as well as, I think, a DVD of my latest speech at the UROC convention. Is that right, Dr. Stanley?
That's correct, right, and they can just get that by calling 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Well, what are the next subjects you want to get to?
Well, we're talking about Thomas DiLorenzo's open letter to Glenn Beck, and I think it's important because, you know, a lot of conservatives do support Glenn Beck. He's one of the voices that really does attack the Obama administration very strongly, even though he's, you know, he's a problem in terms of denying conspiracy. In fact, it's interesting that even Keith Olbermann, as radical as he is, I find myself agreeing with a lot of his criticism of President Bush. But now, of course, he's totally off the wall in his defense of Obama being on the far left as he is. But many of the people on the left were correct in their positions on Bush. They were just doing it, however, because he was a Republican, not because that they really believed in all of the things that they were criticizing him. Libertarians tend to be more consistently, like Thomas DiLorenzo, more consistent in their criticism of either Republicans or Democrats. And this is no exception. He's talking to Glenn Beck about his five pledges in his community organizing thing. And he says you need to work on these pledges, especially pledges 1 and 2. There you say you're in favor of a balanced budget, and the government should not increase the financial burden on taxpayers during, quote, difficult economic times. He says, while I certainly agree with the last part of your statement, raising taxes during a depression is exactly the opposite of what a central planning Keynesian would advocate. This only highlights, he says, the fact that Obama is not a Keynesian central planner, as Democratic presidents usually are, and most Republicans as well, he says, but a central planner of the Marxist variety. Marxists want to destroy the existing economic system, creating a social catastrophe that they hope will allow them to foment a revolution and consolidate their political power. To be truthful, I disagree with DiLorenzo there in this portion. Obama comes from a Marxist background, but he's fully under the control of his globalist handlers who are Keynesians. They have no intention of destroying the markets, just harnessing them, which is what Fabian socialists do. He continues, says, Glenn, don't fall for that big government propaganda line about the alleged virtues of a balanced budget. When the government establishment means balancing the budget, they mean, and he makes a mistake again, he means there's devotion to endless tax increases. Nobody can get tax increases through anymore. Everyone's for cutting taxes, even Democrats, unless it's adding some taxes to the wealthy. But the way they work it now is deficit spending, which leads to the inflation tax. So I'm going to modify DiLorenzo's statement by saying that, you know, it doesn't do any good to balance a budget if you're going to do it with deficit spending or tax increases. The propaganda line is doubling or tripling or quadrupling government spending and the consequent of shrinking the private sector prosperity is perfectly in line with as long as taxes and deficits are also doubled, quadrupled at the same time. So a balanced budget doesn't solve our problems. It's actually cutting spending, which is the only thing that's going to solve the problem. He continues and says, I notice that you frequently display a picture of Thomas Jefferson on the television screen during your Fox News program. You would do well to dump those first two pledges and in their place adopt what Mr. Jefferson said in his first inaugural address. And then he quotes Jefferson, a wise and frugal government which shall restrain men from injuring one another and shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement and shall not take from the mouth of the labor the bread it has earned. That's the sum of good government, said Jefferson. It's a very good libertarian statement. Now, if you're serious, he says, about calling yourself a Jeffersonian, Glenn, you should, would advocate the total elimination of the income tax, for starters. You shall also abandon pledge number 3 about energy independence. Such rhetoric is just another protectionist smokescreen, no different from those who insist that we must free ourselves from foreign beef, tomatoes, cars, etc. Isolating ourselves from the international division of labor is a good recipe for economic disaster. Your pledge number 5 is also highly problematic, he says. You say, I believe the United States, and this is a very important point, you say, Glenn, that the United States is the greatest country on earth, and therefore I will not apologize for policies or actions which assert to free more and feed more people around the world than any other nation on the planet. This is very similar to Mitt Romney's new book about, with no apologies, his book, We Don't Apologize for the United States. This is all more neocon claptrap, Dr. Stan. Focusing on American pride and patriotism without realizing this is empire building, this is globalism, interference with other foreign nations. And DiLorenzo calls it correct. He says, I think your confusion stems from a misunderstanding of the difference between nationalism and patriotism. Your statement is way too nationalistic. Our nation, right or wrong, it would seem to be a version of the neocon propaganda line that we saved Europe from the Nazis in World War II. Therefore, every successive military intervention, no matter how misguided, no matter how many innocent foreigners are murdered or killed, is justified. The rest of the world should just shut up. That's what the neocons at the Claremont Institute and the American Enterprise Institute would call statesmanship. But I call it arrogant, imperialistic propaganda, and I agree. So that's Thomas DiLorenzo's criticism of Glenn's rather neocon pledges for building community organizers. And it shows you, Dr. Stan, how no matter if Glenn is well-meaning in his rather unthinking version of constitutionalism, he does a lot of damage by leading people astray, especially, just like Sarah Palin, by beating the drums of war against Iran and beating the drums of justification for all of our continued military intervention around the world.
Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Morning Joel Skousen, the last segment of our program. So go right ahead, Joel.
Well, finishing up with where we started off about the trends of the Democrats going for broke. They're going to start with passing this health care bill come hell or high water. They basically want to drive events. They want the foot-in-the-door approach, in essence. They want any bill, no matter what the compromise is, they have to get it. Any bill is going to allow them to get in the door. And the Republicans are getting suckered into a bad strategy. They got participated in Obama's television health summit. Now Obama's leveraging off that, claiming to include several of the Republican proposals in the new bill. No one believes this new attempt will be acceptable to Republicans, and it will be a hard sell for many Democrats who don't want to be turned out of office in November, even though many of them will. They know that this is literally going to be a death knell. But they're using the payoff system. They're promising them all kinds of things for their district if they'll pass front of this bill. And as well, you know, they have lots of people in Congress have lots of skeletons in their closets. We look at the list now. Representative Massa, a Democrat from New York, is having to step down because of improprieties in his office, sexual harassment of a staff, and he's basically resigning rather than go through the ethics charges. Powerful Congressman Rangel of the Tax Ways and Means Committee is having to step down because of improprieties in fundraising and other things. I mean, but this is very typical of most congressmen. There's very few that are free from, even conservatives end up having lots of skeletons in their closets. And it's very, very unfortunate that this is happening. But nevertheless, they will threaten them with exposure if they have to, but generally they like to use lesser means if they can by buying their way through. But believe me, even though Nancy Pelosi says this will be a tough fight getting the votes, she is confident that she's going to get the votes, and I think that they're right. There's been several pieces of legislation which have this, we won't take no for an answer, and they do get the votes come hell or high water. And public lack of support be damned. I mean, literally, the public is very much against this. Gallup poll now finds that 52% to 39% those that are opposed to the Democrats passing anything, especially with a simple majority. In fact, 25% of all people polled say they want lawmakers to stop working on health care altogether. A full 48% want Congress to start over. And it's very, very unfortunate that once they get this, I can guarantee you that the Republicans, even when they get back into control again, and perhaps the next election, if not that, they'll have more control in the next Congress in 4 years. Nevertheless, they will not overturn this. They will simply tinker with it, and that's what the strategy is all about.
Well, it will be a tragic day when the practice of medicine is directed from Washington, D.C., and physicians have lost their ability to do what's right for their patients.
Well, the economic front, it doesn't look good this year. I think we're going to have another tough year. Finances are still looking bad internationally and domestically. Fannie Mae is still going down, and it means that the housing market is still not picking up as expected. It will require another $15 billion in federal assistance this year, bringing up the total for Fannie Mae of $75 billion in aid from the federal government. Worse yet, the mortgage finance company will continue its losses this year. In 2009, it lost. Now notice, it had $75 billion in aid, Stan. In 2009, it lost $72 billion. I mean, this is just a bottomless pit the taxpayers are pouring money into. And yet, incredibly, as Doug Casey pointed out in his daily dispatch, Fannie Mae, by far the largest lender, is preparing to purchase 200,000 delinquent mortgages from its mortgage-backed securities unit. they have to ask, where's all the money coming from to make these purchases? I mean, they don't have any money. They've been losing $72 billion a year. This is just simply a taxpayer bailout. Paul Craig Roberts challenges whether or not the recovery is real. He shows through quoting John Williams' statistics that when the government is claiming that 5.9% growth rate in the fourth quarter of 2009, that almost 80% of that was simply inventory accumulation. That's not real growth. They haven't sold that inventory. So it's a real problem the way that they fudge the numbers. Ben Bernanke had the audacity to say that the Fed is not going to monetize any more debt, and that's actually an impossibility. Nobody believes him. He's just saying that Congress is going to have to cut their deficit spending, and Congress can't do that because they would have to start increasing taxes, and they can't do that either. So they will continue to deficit spend, and the bank will, in fact, continue to monetize that debt as necessary. But the larger picture is that the states are in a disastrous condition. Cities are in a disastrous financial condition. Illinois is almost in as bad a position as California. With a budget deficit of 50% of their budget is in deficit. It's just incredible, meaning that out of a $28 billion budget, $13 billion is without any income whatsoever to fund that budget. And yet, so many states have got these very fat pensions that they cannot afford. They're having to hand out vouchers to pay bills with. They're having to close schools and libraries and having sheriff's patrol cars repossessed. Florida, Arizona, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York are all facing similar crises, and even the city of Los Angeles is on the brink. They've got a $200 million shortfall at the end of the financial year, another $500 million plus shortfall looking for the coming year. It's getting worse, and obviously they're facing a financial crisis that is similar to any city which has a tremendous overhead and structure and simply is not prepared to cut back. I mean, cities have been just increasing the budgets with inflation year after year, and they just don't know how to cut back. Even when you have property taxes, you know how property tax assessments go up each year, and when they have a recession like this, have you ever seen your property devalue downward? I haven't, Stan. I don't know about California.
Hey, we're out of time, Joel. We'll talk to you next week, but America's in real trouble. Thanks so much for being with us.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs.
The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I do hope that you are supporting the American Freedom Network. They're doing a great job of getting the information out in your area and really all across the country, and we need more and more outlets where people such as myself can bring you an understanding of what's going on. There is a globalist movement. It involves people of great wealth who have a different worldview, and they hate America. Their loyalty is the idea of establishing a one-world government. They are systematically transferring the wealth and jobs and manufacturing in the United States to other countries, and, of course, they control both political parties. But they control the media as well, and many of our major corporations, and they've done this all through the fractional banking system, which allows them to create money out of nothing. In other words, they just simply create the money, and they go out and they buy up factories, they buy up the media, and they tell the reporters how to write their articles. They tell the commentators what to say, and if they get out of line, they'll never get another job working for the media again. This is what's known as freedom of the press, and it's about time you realize that. And this is how they've been able to shape the reality of the American people. We are moving rapidly towards a collapse of our economic system and the impoverishment of our people. We're moving rapidly towards a war with Iran, which is going to have a devastating effect on America. People like to think, oh, it's just going to be a little war, you know, it'll be over a tea time war. But I fear this is going to be a terrible and bloody war. This has been planned for decades, if not longer. There is a timetable, and behind everything there is a master plan. And if you read the writings of the people from the other side, and I'm speaking now from the occult, they will tell you there's a plan, and they even capitalize or deify the P in plan. You can get certainly from us a copy of a pamphlet called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. It doesn't talk about the war with Iran. It just talks about how they dominate every aspect of life. They're very, very proud of what they're doing. But, of course, their major front organizations today are organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the Skull and Bone Society, the Bohemian Grove, but they all work towards a common goal, and that is not only a one-world government, but the destruction of Christianity. In other words, there is a spiritual component of what's going on behind the scenes, which is why the Masons, when they control the Supreme Court, took God and prayer and later the Ten Commandments out of the out of our schools. Now, the Masons did not control the Supreme Court in 1981 when they took the Ten Commandments out, but they sure controlled it in 1962. You must understand, though, that all of these various groups tie together. It's not just the Masons, but I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or get the talk on the Forbidden Secret or the Financial Armageddon. We have so much else through our ministry, specifically the Brotherhood of Darkness DVD, the Secret Mystery DVDs. We're out of time. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty for our next Monday. Yeah.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the